What if you could get 100% of your electricity from renewable sources? For some residents of Southern California, that is now a reality. The program that made it possible was a topic of discussion for the nation's mayors who were recently in Honolulu attending the annual U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting. HPR's Ryan Finity was there and tells us how some of those mayors are leading a charge for clean power.
We'll call the hearing to order. This morning, our subcommittee continues its examination of what has happened with respect to the Enron Corporation.
In 2001, the energy conglomerate Enron filed for bankruptcy after it was revealed the company was engaging in widespread fraud. Following that scandal, the California state legislature passed a law aimed at diversifying the state's energy market. It's a concept called community choice energy, and it allows municipalities to choose how they get electricity for their residents.
What we've done is we've broken a monopoly, and we've introduced choice where choice hasn't existed before.
That was Culver City Mayor Megan Sally Wells. You might know Culver City as the West Coast home of NPR, but it's also one of 10 cities in Southern California whose residents automatically get 100% of their power from renewable sources. I caught Mayor Sally Wells after a discussion of how to transition cities to carbon-free economies.
Community choice energy was made possible in the aftermath of Enron. If you can recall Enron and, you know, the deregulation of electricity in California, which caused massive disruption, power outages. You know, they were putting something on the private market that really didn't work and, in fact, was completely corrupt. So the legislature allowed for these community choice to exist kind of as a response to that. So community choice energy is an agreement between cities, counties that come together to purchase energy based on their values. In Culver City, we're part of the Clean Power Alliance that covers Los Angeles County and Ventura County, and we've gotten together to purchase energy that is more sustainable and actually cheaper than what is currently being provided to our cities.
And how so? Individual customers, utility customers, they're the ones who get to kind of set their portfolio of power generation?
Customers are automatically opted in to whatever the individual cities choose, like Culver City, Santa Monica, the County of Ventura, and a handful of other cities have chosen 100% renewable as their default. Individual customers will then have the choice to opt down if they want to pay less, or they can opt out if they really want to continue with the investor-owned utility, which in our case is Southern California Edison. And because we're so darn big, we're actually the biggest community choice energy program in the nation. LA County has a huge population, and so we cover a lot of folks. We already have a million customers. So basically, what we're doing is we're moving forward faster with the decarbonization of our energy needs. And it's something that we've gotten a lot of community support for because we know that climate action is urgent. And even though the state of California has ambitious goals to be 100% renewable, technically 100% carbon-free by 2045. What I find really exciting, and I'm quite proud of being a mayor that has 100% renewable today in 2019.
So there are people in your city who are getting 100% of their electricity from renewable sources?
The vast majority of Culver City businesses and residents have 100% renewable energy today, as of the month of May.
And so how did that physically happen? So you and your fellow cities in the area created this organization that goes out and procures clean power, but it still has to get to people's homes on the wires that are owned by your conventional for-profit utility. So how did you get them to to participate in this?
Well, investor-owned utilities, by law, are not supposed to be making money off of the energy that they're selling. Where they make the money is in the physical investment in the wires and the poles. And they continue to do that. So in our case, it's Southern California Edison continues to run the wires, send the bills, maintain the poles. And honestly, if you've paid attention to the California fires, you will know that they need to do that a lot more because the infrastructure itself needs help. And we need them as cities to concentrate on that and to be really good at that. What we're doing in the Clean Power Alliance is we are procuring the energy. So we go out on the market like everybody else, and we're investing in renewable infrastructure, solar farms, wind as well. And the great thing is that, you know, rather than paying shareholders like the investor-owned utility does, what we bring any, you know, quote-unquote dividends back in the form of community benefits. And so we can continue to make this transition off of fossil fuel dependency into clean renewable energy using the profits of the energy that we're providing to make these critical investments, to train up the young folks in our community colleges who want a sustainable career path so that they can learn the ropes and create the energy of the future. Or I shouldn't even say the future because it's happening right now.
What has been the reaction to your constituents, members of the community? You mentioned that 100% is a little bit more expensive.
So we have, I don't have the percentages in front of me, but it's under 5%, well under 5%. We've got some folks that have opted down to a lower tier. So some folks are have chosen 50% renewable because it's basically the same price as they're currently paying Southern California Edison. And there are other folks who have chosen the lower tier, which is, I believe it's about 38% renewable, and they are paying less than their current electric costs. There are a few people who have decided to opt out and to continue with the investor-owned utility, and that's fine too. Again, like, all of a sudden we have a choice where we never had a choice before. And so I think that's something that is really attractive to residents, is having that choice. And it certainly makes my job easier because when I want to make these bold choices of 100% as our default renewable tier, there's an out because we understand not everybody can afford that.
How long do you think it would have taken to get to this point where there are people getting 100% of their electricity from renewable energy if there hadn't been this outside competitive pressure introduced to your electricity market?
Well, it would have taken till 2045. And frankly, I don't think we have that kind of time. You know, I think of my sons when they're my age, I don't know what kind of planet they're going to have unless we take bold action now.
Also at that working group was Josh Stanbro, head of the Honolulu Office of Climate Change, Sustainability, and Resiliency. He supports the idea of bringing community choice energy to Hawaii.
I think this idea of being of community solar and the potency of community solar allowing communities to choose 100% renewable if they can get those projects located on the grid is really powerful as well. We know that we have a program that's like that, that's sort of incipient here in Hawaii, but we need to expedite it. We need to get it on the books faster.
Hawaii's public utilities are currently in the process of developing projects on all islands that would allow some residents who can't install their own panels to access solar-generated power. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.
Back in March, we reported about one of those community solar projects on Molokai. You can hear that story, along with a lot more, at hawaiipublicradio.org.